It's Christmas again, and conspiracy is in the air. Nodding to each other across the mess, certain prisoners await a signal from Fletcher that the coast is clear. He has something important to tell them, and there's only one place he can do so without arousing suspicion. The toilets.
Oh, McLaren, Warren, I've called you here as representatives of your respective cell blocks, all right?
What's this all about?
Just a minute, Bunny, just a minute. Now, as we know, the festive season is about to descend upon us, right?
What a high spirits and jollity which that entails.
Now, Jock, come on, that's the wrong attitude going in, that is. Now, what I've got to ask you all is, what is the real meaning of Christmas, eh? Apart from the shepherds and the crib and all that swaddling, eh? I mean, what springs to mind?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
What about Mr. Mackay roasting on an open fire?
Now, that's Guy Fawkes night.
Crackers and holly.
Oh, yeah.
Treetops glistening, children listening.
Yeah, all right, Cobble, all right. Just leave out the pericoma for a minute, would you? What I'm trying to say is, what do we all associate with Christmas, eh? Apart from Robin Postman.
What? Drink. Drink?
Drink, yeah, that's what everyone does at Christmas, don't they? They all get bombed, plastered, legless, eh? Elephant's trunk. Bronze and list as the proverbial newt.
You know, I've never understood the derivation of that remark. Are newts known to be heavy drinkers?
Look, Gobber, there is a security risk in here, all right? I mean, time is of the essence, so what I mean?
Yeah, well, I was just
trying. Yeah, well, yeah.
But what are we doing here, Fletch?
Wine tasting.
What?
Unbeknown to all and sundry, and purely out of charity to our fellow inmates, young Gobber and me have been fermenting illicit liquor since last July. Now, we started in July, so it would reach the peak of perfection at this festive season, see?
Fletcher, you're a marvel. You're a nothing marvel. You know that.
Well, yeah. I helped him as well.
Yeah, he helped a bit, yeah.
And are you dishing this stuff out like?
I knew I shouldn't use that word charity, Bunny. No. This is strictly a business transaction, all right? You are here just to receive a sample, just a sip, so that you can place orders for your fellow felons, you see? Come on, go back up the spot, one. Now, we are offering two selections, gentlemen. We've got the two-star here, which is the Van Ordinaire. Now, I must tell you, it's not all that ordinaire. And we have the five-star here, the special Reserve. That's the one we're going to sample first, all right, Lemmy? There we go. Lovely. Now, gentlemen, I must warn you, this should be sipped delicately like a fine liqueur. It should not be smashed down the throat by the mugful, all right? Off you go, Tulip. I knew they'd like it then.
You might have washed the bottle out first.
Fletcher, are you sure that stuff's fit for human consumption?
No, I'm not actually, no. That's why you three notes are trying it out first.
That's evil, Fletcher.
Well, remember, it's got another whole week to mature yet, Tulip. That's 7 old days, isn't it? Here we go now, this is the two-star. Now, I warn you, gentlemen, this one isn't quite so smooth, all right? So go very carefully. Otherwise, not only will you lose the flavour and the bouquet, you'll probably lose your powers of speaking up, see? Don't spill it, it might burn the carpet. Go on.
It smells like embrocation.
Yeah, well, there is a hint of embrocation about it, yeah.
Hey, you can poison the old prison, Fletcher.
Look, it's not very easy to get the ingredients in here, you know, Tulip. I mean, I've got the potato peelings and the orange pips, yeah, no bother. But I mean, normally, in the normal course of events, we would never have actually used boot polish in it, would we? Oh, it's only a joke.
Yeah, you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Shanty freeze.
Come in.
Good morning, Governor.
Good morning,
Keegan, sir.
Oh, yes, Keegan, thank you. You're new here, aren't you, Keegan?
Well, I'm not new in the prison cell. I'm just a new trustee. Mm. Mr. Mackay's Christmas box, because I'm getting out soon, like.
Oh, good, good. Well, see that you don't fall back into your old ways.
Oh, there's no chance of that, sir. Not since the wife passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. When was this?
A few weeks before I came inside.
Mm. Poor woman. What happened?
I murdered her.
See that it doesn't happen again.
Morning, Tom. Keegan. Close the door, Mr. Mackay.
Sir?
That new trustee, what's his name? Keegan.
No complaints, I hope, sir.
Well, the man's a murderer.
Oh, yes, sir. But crime of passion. Crime passionnel, sir.
French. Oh, not a criminal type, sir. His sort of murder makes a model prisoner. Do the porridge, no bother, full remit. According to Home Office figures, sir, 75%...
I am not interested in statistics, Mr. Mackay. I simply do not want my morning coffee served to me by a wife murderer, all right?
Very good, sir. Mm.
Replacement, sir.
Yes.
Well, now to the business in hand. Oh, I always find Christmas a very difficult time.
Yes, sir. So open to abuse. Contraband, bartering, smuggling. There isn't a Christmas cake comes inside that isn't laced with marijuana.
What are we doing about that?
Well, I've taken precautions, sir. I put Mr. Baraclough on to sampling all the food parcels.
Had he anything to report?
He's still too stoned to tell me, sir.
What about drink?
Yes, always a problem, sir. They're so ingenious at hiding it, sir. As you know, I remember once, they concealed it in a fire extinguisher. A fact we only discovered because a fire broke out in the education room. It's only a small fire, sir, but after we used that particular extinguisher, it became a raging inferno.
Disgraceful. Well, as you know, Mr. Mackay, I'm a staunch teetotaler and strictly against drinking, legal or illegal. So let us be particularly vigilant this Christmas and hope that we can get through it with a minimum of incident.
I'll drink to that, sir.
Hardly an appropriate remark. All right, then carry on.
Right.
You'll see about replacing, what's
Keegan,
his name?
Keegan, yes. Keegan.
Incidentally, how did he kill his poor wife?
Poison, sir.
The next morning, Fletcher and Godber returned from the showers to find their cell was being searched.
Here, what's all this? What's all this?
Are you not being singled out, Fletcher? We're doing the entire block.
Harassment. Despicable infringement of civil liberties.
Look, if we knew what you was looking for, we might be able to help you.
Drink.
Drink? What, you mean as in drink, you mean? What, you mean alcohol? You mean the old beer of Lynn, the mother's ruin?
That is what I mean, yes.
I am a strict teetotaler, Mr. Barclay.
Oh, Fletcher, really?
Yes, I am. I don't touch tea and never have. But if you ask me, the pathetic state of the country today is due more to tea than alcohol.
How?
Well, we invented the tea break, didn't we? That's when the rot's in, you know.
Now, you're in no position to point the finger, Fletcher. You've never done an honest day's work in your life.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? He's adding slander now to breaking and entering.
He's been turning it over all week,
man.
Last night, they come into the hobby shop where we were making soft toys for orphan children. And I distinctly saw with my own eyes Mr. Baraclough disemboweling my panda.
Oh.
Don't you think I felt bad about that? Just as I felt bad about sampling your food parcels.
Yeah. You felt pretty good about it afterwards, I heard. You know, they found him standing in a sand bucket singing a desert song.
Yes, well, I suggest you men tidy this cell up.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Exit the red shadow. Yeah. It's all right for you, isn't it? You didn't find nothing, but there's no apologies, no retractions, is there? As you say, it's a complete infringement of civil liberties, is this? It's an absolutely unjustifiable act of mistrust and suspicion.
Yeah. Didn't find nothing, though, did they?
No, that's good. The energy well, wasn't it? Get your mug, go on. Hey, push that door to, that's it. Don't want the neighbours to see. Good evening, sir. And what will it be?
The usual.
Oh, care for a drink first?
Why not?
Large one, sir?
Mind your own business.
Really?
Carefully removing a screw from one of the bedposts, Fletcher siphoned off a drink.
Have one yourself.
Thank you.
Cheers. Oh, prisoners one, system nil.
Not necessarily, Fletcher.
Oh, my God. Time, gentlemen, please. Come along, haven't you got those cells to go to? Come along.
Me,
I've got along.
Left, right, my time in front, all front, too.
Face the front, stand still. Good morning, Mrs. Jameson. Mr. Barclough.
Good morning, Mr. Mackay.
Good morning, Mrs. Jameson.
Quiet, Fletcher. Is the governor in?
I'm waiting to see him. He's indisposed.
He's in the what?
He's not feeling too well ever since he sampled the Christmas pudding.
Yeah, I made that. Nothing wrong with it. Huh. That's what you said about your Hungarian goulash, wasn't it?
The word, Fletcher, is goulash.
I chose the word advisedly, Mr. Mackay. Seeing as how most of us were stuck in the bog afterwards.
And clean up!
Bless you. Oh, sorry.
Good morning, Governor.
Morning, Mackay. Not too good, I hear, sir. Sorry to hear it.
Not too good at all, I'm afraid, Mr. Mackay. That prisoner you replaced, Keegan, you didn't put him in the kitchens, did you?
No, sir.
I just wondered if he was extracting some terrible revenge. I'd better have some more of that vile stuff, Mrs. Jameson. Yes, well, you can come through, Barraclough, but I warn you, I may not have long.
I see what you've done. Stricken governor. What sort of Christmas is he going to have?
What sort of Christmas are you two going to have?
Yeah, aren't you?
Yes. It's your fault, Fletcher. You know the penalties for brewing illicit hooch.
It was not illicit hooch, Mr. Mackay. It was a health drink.
Poppycock.
No, it's not poppycock. Couldn't get the poppies.
Mind you, in here, there's no shortage of...
Fletcher!
All I'm saying is it was a health drink. We just got 1,000 wine gums and we pressed them in the press in the oven. The resultant brew is a remedy for all known ills and several unknown ones and all.
You ought to give the governor some, Mrs. Jameson.
The governor is sick enough.
You know, I've always been attracted to older women.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a lad, I wanted to be seduced by my Auntie Pauline. Mm. Very sophisticated she was. She worked in a dress shop in Smethwick and wore evening in Paris behind her ears.
Oh, yeah. Behind her ears, yeah, that's your sign, it is, yeah.
I nearly was once.
What?
Seduced.
Oh, yeah.
I went round there one afternoon and the radio was playing and she said to me, she said, Lenny, don't you think it's about time you learned how to foxtrot? Well, I mean, even at the naive age of 14, I thought, foxtrot, middle of the afternoon, yum yum, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you do. Here, do you think you ought to go on in front of Mr. Mackay there? I mean, he's a strict Glasgow Presbyterian, you know. Sex is only allowed up there when Rangers beat Celtic, you know.
I am not interested in Godbo's carnal reminiscences.
Oh, are you? Well, I am. What happened then, Godbo?
Nothing.
What?
No, nothing happened. No, she just held me very close and we danced round the living room for an hour accompanied by the Northern Dance Orchestra.
Oh, big room, was it?
You know, your stories have a habit of tailing off like that, Godbo. You are the master of the anticlimax, you are.
I can't off foxtrot, though.
Yes?
Oh. Hello, lad.
Hello, Red.
It's all reason.
What's the matter? Got a bad arm?
Oh, I see you're trusty now, are you?
Oh, very nice.
Replace Keegan,
oh, yeah.
Thanks to Mr. Mackay.
Oh, yes.
When a man keeps his nose clean, I don't forget.
Should I come back later?
Don't be thick, lad. Take in the governor's coffee. Chop, chop!
Your coffee, sir.
Oh, thank you,
Irwin, sir, with a U. I'm the new trustee.
Well, that's a very privileged position, Irwin.
Oh, yes, I know, sir. That's why I've been so well behaved these last few months, so that I could get this job, so I could get on with my plan.
Yes.
I'm afraid your plan will have to wait,
Irwin.
Oh, Mr. Devils, have you got time
no.
to
spend? I'll take it with me.
Pity it wasn't in triplicate, wasn't it?
Oh, it's just that he's got a bit of an upset tummy.
But he was instrumental in my plan, he was.
Okay, what plan is this then, Irwin?
Yeah, well, I suppose a screw would do just as well. Yeah. Don't see why not.
Oh, I said, what is your plan?
Well, I want to get out of here.
Oh, that's what we all want, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't want me to get out as soon as what I do. That's why I'm taking you hostage. It's a gun, and it works, and it's loaded.
No, just a minute.
Irwin, with a U.
Oh, yeah, Irwin. Why don't you put that gun down?
What, so you can pick it up again?
No, I mean, you ought to think very carefully about what you're doing.
Oh, I have done.
Now, here's what I want you to do. First, I want you to shut that blind. And second off, I want you to get me a helicopter. Well, go on!
Look, Mr. Mackay, the governor's obviously got things on his mind, hasn't he, eh? I mean, to say the least. Why don't we all come back in the new year, eh? Round about April.
I've got plenty of time, Fletcher. I've waited long enough for this moment.
Oh, well, we might as well sit down then. Come on, take the weight off.
Fletcher! Don't you come up with me.
I don't mind waiting. It's almost worth getting busted these days just for a glimpse of Mrs. Jenkins.
Come up!
Smile.
I apologise for these two.
That's all right, Mr. Mackay. Working in prison, I've learned to turn the other cheek.
And a very attractive cheek, too.
Oh, Mrs. Jameson, I want to get in touch with the nearest RAF station.
I don't know where that is.
No, well, the Fleet Air Arm or Air Sea Rescue. I mean, anyone. You see, anyone who can get me a helicopter.
You're being a bit lavish with your Christmas presents this year, aren't you?
What?
You'll need a lot of crinkly paper to wrap that up, won't you?
Quiet, Fletcher. Is there a problem, Mr. Burkwell?
Yes, Mr. Mackay, something has come up.
Come up?
Yes, I'm being held at gunpoint by Irwin here.
You what?
It's true.
Don't panic, missus. Just get on the blower.
Hey, you off your rocker, Red. You're what?
Shut up.
All right, anything you say. Anything you say. All right, Irwin.
Give me that gun.
You make a move and Barraclough gets it.
Irwin. I said, give me that gun.
Oh, shut up, Mackay. This is no time for stupid heroics.
We can't let these people intimidate us.
Well, it's all very well you talking like that. He's pointing a gun at my head.
You knock off, Mackay. I'm taking two hostages, him and her, so put the word out, right?
I'll do as he says, man.
Very well.
Oh. Now, don't panic, Mrs. Jameson. Soon I'll be out of this. And don't you panic, Mr. Barraclough.
Mr. Mackay?
Yes.
Can we panic?
You two come along with me.
Right, come on.
No, they stay. I can use them. Now, nap off, Mackay.
I found the number for RAF Topcliff.
Well, you better get them, then.
The regiment. You don't ask here, do you? He didn't need us, do you? I mean, we're only littering up the place, aren't we? Why don't me and him just go back to the cells? We've got a busy day ahead, you know.
So lock that door and put the filing cabinet up against it.
Right.
I have them on the line. Mr. Barrington?
Shall I talk to them in there?
Yeah, all right.
Reg? Is this all you wanted us for, to put this filing cabinet?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be getting off then.
Yeah. Help us shift this filing cabinet in the way.
You bring on crackers or something?
Possibly, Red, yeah. I mean, it ain't exactly the behaviour of a rational man, is it?
I know what I'm doing. Give me that key.
Okay.
Right, now we'll just sit tight and wait.
I have a dental appointment in half an hour.
Well, you'll have to bleed and cancel it then.
Yes, it's a prison officer barracks off of Slave Prison. Oh, well, thank you, Flight Sergeant, but don't you think I ought to talk to your commanding officer? Yes, well, I know there's only two shopping days left till Christmas, but there's some urgency here, you know.
Here. This is Reg Irwin. I'm in charge. Now, I don't care how you do it, but I want a chopper here in half an hour. Oh, hang on a minute. I also want 10,000 quid in used notes, otherwise I won't be responsible for my actions. That's the way you're talking to these people. If they ring back and they're still stalling, tell them I'm going to shoot you.
Yes, I'll try and remember that.
Fair enough.
Pardon?
Under the strain, right?
Oh, yes, yes, I'm keeping myself busy doing some of those jobs one's always putting off. Otherwise, I might go to pieces.
Oh, not you, Mrs. Jameson. No, you've always struck me as being typically British. You know, stiff upper lip, calm under crisis, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say, sir.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, I've always admired you, Mrs. Jameson,
oh,
from afar, like.
Oh, why?
You remind me of me Auntie Paulie.
Oh, yeah. Do I really?
Oh,
yeah, I know what you was just in. Horny little beast.
He was trying to keep my spirits up.
Oh, yeah. Come in. Oh, you can't, can you? Come on in.
Hey, wait a minute.
Mr. McKay,
brought the coffee you asked for.
Mr. McKay, brought the coffee with us.
All right, let him come in, but watch it.
All right, you can come in, but watch it.
Everything all right enough, Fletcher?
Everything's all right, sir. Knock off, McKay.
I can't believe this is happening in my prison. And at Christmastide.
It's all right for you lot out there.
It's us lot in here suffering this terrible ordeal. Yeah,
that'll do, Fletch. Now shut the door, lock it, give me the key and put that filing cabinet back.
Well, one last thing, Mr. McCart. Could you do me a small favour?
What's that?
I left a pair of socks soaking in the basin. Will you ring them out for me?
So, here we are then, Irwin.
Ah,
so. Mrs. Jameson.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Oh, that's you. God bless you. Help yourselves to sugar, will you?
Thank you.
There.
Well, it's all very nice, isn't it? Never thought I'd be served coffee by a screw.
Yeah, and in the governor's office.
Yeah.
Yes, well, daddy does tend to come down in situations like this.
Mind if I sit, then?
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Thank you, Reg. Well, here's to you, Reg. Wherever you end up.
Hey, where are you thinking of going, Reg?
Somewhere a long way away where they don't ask too many questions and they don't mind who I am as long as I can pay for it.
What, you mean somewhere corrupt where they turn a blind eye if you grease their palm?
What, Isle of Wight, what?
I was thinking of South America or Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Mexico, oh. Well, it's funny people, Mexicans, you know, they're very sort of... Well, a Mexican, I suppose, would describe them. All the dogs limp there, you know.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, well known. Yeah. It's to do with the food.
Food?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a man wakes up in the morning, he thinks about his horrible breakfast, and he kicks the dog, see?
Really? I'd always fancied Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Well, contrary to popular travel brochure myth, they're not a happy people, you know, the Mexicans. No. I suppose anyone who has tequila as their national drink is bent on self-destruction, isn't it?
I appreciate your advice, Fletch.
Yeah.
Perhaps I'll think of somewhere else.
Yeah.
You won't be going anywhere else, Irwin.
What?
Don't you think that we have a specially rehearsed procedure for situations like this? Don't you worry, Mrs. Jameson. Neither you nor I will be going south of the border down Mexico way.
What are you on about?
Oh, didn't it puzzle you that I was so polite handing round the coffee? See, one of these cooks was laced with a powerful tranquilizer. It acts very swiftly. And in a few moments, Irwin, in a few moments, you will be safely asleep in the land of Nod. Any word yet?
Not yet, no, sir. But everything's under control. The rest of the prisoners quiet, all in their cells, locked up. Cup of tea, sir?
No, thank you. So, they've no idea what's going on?
Well, they know something's up, sir. Probably think something's gone over the wall.
Just so long as we can keep the lid on this thing.
That stuff should have worked by now, sir. I've put in enough to knock out a rhinoceros.
I still can't believe that this is happening here. I mean, how did he get hold of the gun?
Probably made it, sir. He spent a lot of time in the machine shop, as Urban. Now we're not wise. Aha! Everything all right, Barraclough?
What? Oh, I see. Oh, yes. Right, Urban? Right? Yes, Irwin? Right? Oh, I'm sure I remember that.
What's happened?
Irwin says to thank you for the coffee, sir. It plucked him up no end. Fletcher, on the other hand, is sleeping like a rhinoceros.
Hello? Just one moment, please.
Is that for me?
No, I'm afraid it's not. It's your wife, Mr. Vanoclough.
Oh, dear. How did she sound?
The same as usual.
Oh, dear. May I?
Be my guest.
Perhaps she hasn't heard about this yet. Hello, dear. What? Yeah, oh, no, I haven't forgotten, but I think I ought to tell you that there is a chance I might be a bit late this evening. just a minute, Alice. No, just a minute. No, look, if you'd only give me a minute to explain, I know I've been late three times this week already, you see, but I'm being held at gunpoint as a hostage. Yes, well, I know we're supposed to be going round to Mrs. Wainwright at 8 o'clock. Yes, it is rude and inconsiderate, but I may be going abroad in a helicopter. No, Alice, I don't think you've heard a word of... At gunpoint, yes. Well, there's Mrs. Jameson and two prisoners and Miss... What do you mean, oh, is that woman with you? Well, of course she's going to. I mean, we've neither of us got much option, have we? Of course I'm not glad. Oh, then, Alice, this is pointless. Look, I'll bring you back later on. But if I don't manage it, I suggest you look at the 6 o'clock news.
Hey, Barra. Your old lady reckon you and Mrs. Jameson got a little thing going, does she?
Certainly not.
I bet you don't believe all them late shifts you've been working.
Oh, no, come on, Reg. It's only natural. I mean, people are about to get on top of one another working in a place like this.
That is utter nonsense, Godfrey. Our relationship is purely professional.
Should I cheer those cups up, Mr. Baratoff?
Hey, there's no need to be so formal, love. We all know about you and him.
Oh, hey! How could you?
Dorothy, I never said a word.
It never came from my lips.
Oh, where am I?
In the governor's office. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, the gobber and me weren't drunk, so we never drink, so sometimes we chew the occasional socks up.
The governor's not here, Fletch.
Hey, what?
Don't you remember?
Is he the new, new governor, Reg? What are you sitting down there for, Reg?
Oh, I'm hijacking Barracup, ain't I?
Oh, God, how could I fall asleep in the middle of this lot?
The coffee you drank was drugged.
Drugged?
Yeah, it was intended for Reg, but Mr. Barracup messed it up.
I do feel most peculiar.
You want to be careful, Fletch. Look, them drugs on top of all that booze we had.
Oh, thank you, Godfrey, I remember that.
Yeah, so will I, my son.
We're on World at One.
Details are still confused. It appears that the governor's secretary, Miss Dorothy Jameson, and a prison officer are being held at gunpoint by three desperate prisoners.
Three?
They're demanding transportation and a large sum of money. Oh. In the city today...
Look, what's all this about three desperate men?
Oh, well, the said details were confused.
Yes, but before we know it, our names will be named, won't they?
Yeah, what's my family going to think?
What's my wife going to think?
Well, I hope she shows more consideration than mine.
Never mind your napping families. What about me? It's been on the wireless, so everybody knows about it. So why am I still stuck here? Where's my helicopter?
Look, Reg, a word of warning. I don't think you should build up your hopes too high, my son.
What do you mean?
Well, I think you should get it into your head that they might not play ball. I mean, put yourself in their shoes. They've got to convince an anxious public that they're not going to bow down to the first nutter with a gun and fly them off to sunnier climes, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm no nutter.
I know, I'm just using the establishment viewpoint. That's all, Reg. It's nothing personal.
Another thing, $10,000 lot of money.
It doesn't seem an excessive amount for a prison officer with 23 years unblemished service.
Here, let me get this straight. What you're saying is that they're calling my bluff, that they haven't been taking me seriously.
Right, and there's nothing you can do about it, now.
Well, there is one thing I could do.
Well, what's that?
I could always shoot you.
Oh, yes, well, I suppose you could always do that.
Yeah, I would advise it, Reg. You see, I mean, any wave of public sympathy that you might have built up, I mean, that would fly right out in the window, wouldn't it, if you was to maim a screw.
Fletcher's right. Just sit down. Yeah. Keep cool.
Yeah, that's the ticket, son, because I've been all through this before, you know.
Have you?
Yeah. Really?
Yes, I have. First nick I was in, it's a bloke called Popplewell. He was a trustee just like you. That's how he got onto his working parties. He was painting the outside of the governor's house. Well, before anyone knew any different, he was inside the governor's house, barricaded in with Mrs. Bailey.
Mrs. Bailey?
Yeah, Mrs. Bailey. She was the wife of Governor Bailey, see? The governor's name was Bailey, you see? And she married Governor Bailey, so that made her, in the eyes of the law, Mrs. Bailey. Got it? Oh, dear, dear.
I suppose you called him Old Bailey.
You want to tell the story, Godbun?
No, just then. Oh, please go on.
I'm losing the thread now all the time, ain't I?
Get on with it.
All right. It's coming back. Well, anyway, before you could say Jack Robinson, the screws were surrounding the place. There was the law was there. The press was there. Television cameras. If I remember right, even old Fife Robertson turned up for a little while. But he soon got fed up, so he arted off to the pub again, see? Anyway, for the next 3 days, they were appealing to Popplewell all the time through the old megaphones, you know, the chaplain, the psychiatrist and the governor. But never a word from him or Mrs. Bailey.
What happened?
On the fourth day, Mrs. Bailey let him go.
You mean she was holding him?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Well, to use a phrase that was prevalent at the time, she'd never had it so good.
All right, Mrs. Jansen.
Oh, what's happening in there?
We've won a little victory. He's extended his deadline till 5 o'clock.
Oh, good. Then I'll probably have time to finish this before he shoots us all. Or... must I expect a fate worse than death?
Is there a fate worse than death?
No, I don't suppose there is.
That's the girl. Here. Are those prisoners' files in there?
Yes.
Fish out Irwin's for me, would you?
Oh, one.
Well, I don't know. It might help, won't it? Who knows? Have a quick shuffle, man.
I'm getting really angry now. When are we going to get some action around here?
Well, I'm still waiting to hear from the governor.
Well, I can't wait much longer, remember that?
Getting a bit tense, aren't we, Reg?
I've got to get out of here, Fletcher. I can't stand any more.
Well, that's exactly how I feel.
Now, you say that after half a day. I've been in stir half my life.
Oh, yes, but you're coming up for parole soon, Irwin.
Parole? They'll never give it to me, not a snowball. They never have and they never will. I've just got to get out of here.
Yeah, but why this way, Reg?
Well, because if I don't, I'll top myself.
Suicide? You wouldn't do that, would you?
Well, I tried it once before.
Did you? How'd you get on?
I failed, didn't I?
Oh, did you?
That's typical. I was in a supermarket trying to steal a tin of pork luncheon meat. And suddenly it come to me, is this what my life has come to? Trying to steal tins of pork luncheon meat?
So you tried to commit suicide in a supermarket? How?
Well, I just put my head down and charged the glass doors.
Well, what went wrong?
It was electric. I went straight through, bumped into an off-duty policeman who booked me for nicking a tin of pork luncheon meat.
Yeah, there's always one around when you don't want one, isn't there, yeah? Well, Rez, you see, you just got to face it, ain't you, mate? You're just one of those blokes who doesn't get the breaks, ain't you? Even with glass doors. I mean, it's very typical, isn't it? I mean, obviously, you've been planning months ahead trying to hijack the governor, ain't you? The very day you choose, he chooses to get the runs.
Fletcher!
What?
Come here. What do you want?
Come here. Look at this.
God, would you, Adam and Eve? Eh?
3 times in the last 2 years, Irwin's been recommended for psychiatric treatment.
Yeah, he never got it, did he? He never got it. The system done this to Reg, you know. Look, I've got to talk to him. Mrs. Jamison, would you come through in the other room, please?
Sit. Reg, could you just come through and have a word with Godburn and me in the other room, private like, eh?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, go on, Reg. These two can't get up to nothing. Well, they can, but I don't think they will.
I reckon you're right.
Mr. Barrett, look, have a look at that. You might find it interesting.
Look, sit down, Reg. Now, look, you trust me, don't you?
Maybe.
Well, I've got to tell you, son, you're not going to make it, you know.
Well, I've got to make it, Fletch.
I'm a free-time loser.
No, I can assure you, there ain't no way. I mean, all the arguments are on their side. The worst thing that could happen to you is if they say, OK. Because you know as well as I do, you'd never make it to that helicopter, would you, eh? I mean, they got marksmen out there that can shoot a fly's eyebrows off at 400 yards. And if flies had other things, they could shoot them off and all. And supposing you got to Mexico, eh? Supposing you got there, what then, eh? I mean, look at you. You can't check into the Acapulco Hilton looking like that, can you?
They'd never let you in without a tie.
Me and the lad could have jumped you over the past few hours very easy. Very easy. And we didn't. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because that would have dropped you further in it than what you're in it already. You've got to be seen to throw in the towel on your own. Voluntary-like. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. They're going to throw the book at you. But I've just seen your file. You have got some sort of case if you give yourself up.
No. I'm going through with it.
Oh, come on, Reg, think.
No. I'm going the distance.
Well, you don't give me much choice then, do you, eh? I'm going to have to take that gun off, you're not.
You what?
Come on, give me the gun.
I say where you are, Fletch.
Look, you're not going to shoot me, Reg, because you're my mucker, ain't you?
I don't bank on it.
I leave off, Fletch, it's serious.
It's all right, it's all right. He won't shoot me. Me and him's mates.
Well, don't push it, mate.
Bravely, Fletcher stepped forward. And put his finger over the end of the gun. It was easy for him then to disarm Owen and put the gun away safely.
Now, come on, your feet now's not the time to give up. You've got to be in control now, son.
What's the point?
Every point. You mustn't let Barrett think we overcome you. You've got to go in there and give yourself up voluntary. Him and me will back you up.
He's right, Reg. It's your only chance.
What? You'll back me up?
Of course I will. I mean, it's still them and us, you know. I'm still on the side of us.
But you two could be heroes. For what you've just done, you could get a free pardon.
What do you think, then?
Well, it is Christmas after all.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodwill to all men, all that swaddling. Yeah. Go on your way, son.
Maybe you're right. But I'm still calling the shots, aren't I?
Of course you are. Of course you are. Main thing is, you're not shooting the shots.
Fletcher, you're a rookie
marvel. What, you mean the gun? Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
No, don't denigrate what you've just done. I've never seen anything like it, not even old Kojak.
Oh, well, I did have one small advantage over old Lollipop Head, didn't I, eh? I happen to know that this particular gun isn't loaded.
Isn't it?
Nah. I've been working in a machine shop with Rich. He's been making this for months. It's only a toy. Look at it.
What, you knew that all along?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I couldn't mention it, could I? Otherwise, it'd have dropped him further in the clerk, wouldn't it, eh?
Well, it looks authentic to me. Yeah, sure, it's a toy. Of
course I am. Look. Oh! Oh!
Evening, Fletcher.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bartlett.
Yeah, well, this is nice, isn't it? There is Godber about.
No, he wanted to prove that it wasn't his Christmas pudding that caused the governor's indisposition. So he ate three helpings just to vindicate his own reputation, like that.
My word, where is he now, then?
Still in the box. He's got two to go now.
Yes, sir. How are you feeling, Fletcher, after our terrible ordeal?
Well, all right, mustn't grumble. Me and the lads are still a bit concerned about old Reg Irwin, though, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, I understand that Irwin will be undergoing psychiatric treatment. He will be not so much punished as helped.
Oh, yeah. Well, not before time, either.
Yes, and I had a word with the governor, and in consideration of your of your conduct, the charges against you and Godfrey will be dropped.
Charges? Oh, you mean them unfounded allegations about me and Godfrey having illicit booze?
Oh, yeah. Well, only very right and proper and all.
Yes, well, enough said.
Yeah, it's all very well enough said. We won't get our booze back, though, will we? Here, hold it a minute.
Yes, well, in return, of course, I would like to think that you could forget certain things that may have been revealed during those desperate hours.
Like what?
Well, the delicate matter of Mrs. Jameson and myself, I'd like it to go no further.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Barrycock.
Oh, that's the spirit, Fletcher.
No, honestly, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, if you're trying to say there's something you want me to forget, I think you're overlooking the fact that I was asleep part of the time. I never heard nothing.
You mean you didn't know about myself and Mrs. Jameson?
No, sir. But don't worry. I do now. Henry.